Thank you.
Hey, we will have to get him working on his English.
He's doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, even for us, I wish he would think in Syrian about it instead of trying to think in English as well as speaking English.
Well, he gets the point across. He does that quite well.
He's doing very well. Believe me, he is.
I'm going to need that real quick.
Okay, for no geezer, he does very well.
Yes, he does. He does real well.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Well, the young lady stepped out the door and the young man went into the party.
Ah, so it's just, you and I,
so it says.
Okay, let's head off to the trees.
You're a jewel.
Oh, thank you.
You're a jewel.
And what do we do with this feline that's been... This is the one that was misbehaving last time that we had a talk.
Yeah, I think so.
Is she any better?
Oh, yes, a lot better. A lot better.
Is she any better?
She can be naughty. She can be nice.
Hmm. Now, how does that go? Naughty and nice, sugar and spice.
There you go.
Although sugar and spice are not good for her diet. Joke I make.
From what I think, that's part of her problem, is a dietary problem.
Could be. Could be.
We'll let my big sister deal with that when she comes in.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to hop off. I don't think I should have done that with his body. Scrunched up his lungs for a moment there and made him cough. Greetings and felicitations. I am back.
Again.
I said that I would be back.
Yeah, sure.
I did not do my impersonation of the gentleman with the muscles.
Would it work good though?
Yes, it would have been. Okay, let us discuss. We do not answer questions for felines that interrupt. Let us answer questions and deal with points of interest. Okay, first of all, tree bit. I think if we had not told him to make the answer short, he would still be talking, or he would still be talking on the first part of the answer.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, let us ask questions, as obviously Freebeard has worded things very well. There is nothing that we need to go over. I would be giving a dissertation at this point, but I am in too much of a high spirit to be focused enough to give a dissertation. We will save that dissertation for the webpage next time.
Okay.
Oh, one thing that I did notice is that Treebeard does need to work on his energy flow. It did become a little overpowering for you. For you to get
on. A little bit. He's doing just fine. I loved it.
But he was gentle with his probes. Okay. Let us answer questions on a general basis.
Okay. On a general basis. We have reports coming in recently from NASA and various websites about something called Comet Lee, which apparently it was discovered recently by a gentleman named Professor Lee. And it's supposed to be coming in our close orbit coming up in August. And lasting pretty much through the early 2000s. But a lot of secrecy is going on behind this, where a lot of the data about tracking it has all been put under a nice military security seal that is having trouble getting out.
I see where you are going with this. Continue.
Anyway, a lot of things that are in conjunction with it that's coming out, though, is that around the same time in August, there's a planetary alignment coming along that is magnetic and plasmic instead of gravitational between Venus, the Moon, Earth, and I think another planet. And apparently, It's thought that it might be caught by either Venus or the moon's gravitational fields and set it up as another moon of ours or something a little worse.
I'm seeing where you are going very clearly with this. Setting up as another moon would be detrimental. We've been tracking it for some time. You might have heard vague references to astronomical phenomena over the past few channeling sessions.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is one that the path looks like it will be close. Now, close in astronomical terms is approximately 1,000,000 miles. I estimate it's going to be close more in the region of 2,000,000 miles, which means that you'll be in for some spectacular sunsets and maybe some interesting meteor strikes. However, the course at the moment due to gravitational fields is a little erratic, and a deviation of more than 1% in either direction can throw the calculations off. As it passes closer towards your sun and the magnetic discharges occurring and the gravitational effects occurring, it wobbles in its path. Now, it depends in which direction the wobble occurs when it gets closer to your planet. It depends on the outcome. However, Comet Lee is not a new comet, as was the previous one that was Hale-Bopp. Hale-Bopp had only made a few cycles past your planet. This one has made quite a few, but not as many as Halley's Comet or any of the other more recent comets that have been pinned by recently. It has an elliptical orbit of, I should say, approximately 1,000,000 years. So therefore, it has made probably about 20 or 30 orbits, which means that it is considerably smaller than it once was. However, depending on the convergent path depends on the effect that it will have. As comets go, this is a medium-sized comet. It is nothing spectacular, as was Hale-Bopp, that was approximately 25 miles. This is more in the region of about 5 miles. To give you an idea, Halley's Comet is about 2.5 miles.
Hmm.
Those are medium-sized comets. There are comets that you no longer see because they have burned out and they have a cycle of 4 years, or one that has 4 years. So therefore, comets are in varying sizes from a few hundred yards across to many miles across. The age suggests the size. The smaller, the older, the more trips that it has made around your solar system or around your sun. So Comet Lee could present an interesting problem depending on its wobble. Depending on how close it approaches depends on the meteor strikes that will follow. A meteor strike from a passing comet was responsible for the 1909 Tunguska blast. This is the kind of effect a piece can have. However, with the tracking that you have, you will have enough warning to be able to perceive the dangers and the fallout that may occur. Mm-hmm. However, there is nothing that we can do about it, and I would not worry about something that you have no control over.
True. I will watch the video Armageddon again.
I am not familiar with the end of the world.
Comet strikes the Earth.
And would that not be a little bit of poetical justice?
Aye, it would.
Another Atlantis.
Okay, let us proceed with more questions. Something a little bit more cheery would be nice.
In that case, you better go, kid.
Okay. I have a question about our technology advancing so fast that it doesn't seem like anybody can actually keep up with it. And our let me continue just a minute before you answer, because it's kind of, are we kind of pulling away from our spiritual beliefs with our technology? And if we are, it sounds like we're doing the same thing that the continent of Atlantis done way back when.
You have answered your own question to a certain extent. Yes, you are moving ahead in technology faster than you can keep up. With Atlantis, yes, that was the root cause of the downfall. However, the taking for granted and then the failure ended up with the Atlantis incident. And that is something that you have to watch very carefully. That if you become too blasé and too conceited that technology can fix everything, then you will end up with the Atlantis incident again.
Wow. I don't think we've discussed the Atlantis incident before, though. I'm not quite familiar with the term.
It is a term that we use up here to refer to Atlantis going down.
Oh.
They were quite capable of monitoring and tracking it, but they got so reliant on their technology that when the technology failed, they did not realize the seriousness of the situation that they were in. It is called the Atlantis incident or the Atlantis effect.
So they could have actually prevented their own destruction?
Yes, by moving locations.
Oh. There was no way to stop the event itself?
No. When you have that amount of magma rising, there is nothing that you can do about it.
I see. Concerning Atlantis, then, I'm interested in a report I read recently about a certain doctor out of, I believe it was Oklahoma or something, who was a scuba diver, the Azores, I think it is.
Yeah.
And he came across a pyramid, and while he was looking for his friends, he got, you know, off track and ran into this pyramid, went inside of it, and got this crystal that was inside of this pyramid. And came away with it, and has reported strange events surrounding it ever since.
Okay, first of all, he has not entered the main pyramid. Secondly, from what it sounds like, I am having a difficult time believing what I am hearing. For the reason being that the Azores would have been right on the edge of where Atlantis was.
I could be wrong. I'm, like I say, it's been a little while since I read that, like a couple of weeks. I'll have to drag it up again.
That might be advisable.
I'll print that.
If Treebeard has not fallen into dormancy, I would ask him to come over and probe to get a more up-to-date or a more memory-orientated perception that would aid us. Unfortunately, he is very dormant right now.
No problem. But yeah, it's rather strange that this all happened, because it was just something that was doing some research in the Bimini Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a whole research on the whole little island chain that he got that from. And quite interesting.
In fact, if my recollection is correct, they were islands off the coast of Atlantis.
Bimini?
No, the Azores.
Hmm. Okay. So that would kind of place it in the right area.
More or less.
Yeah, about a mile off the shore. I mean, but it's right near. Oh, it's right near the trench. There's a big long trench.
The Mindanao Trench.
I think so.
Or the Atlantic Trench. It would be the Atlantic Trench, which has a name. Yeah, I think the Mindanao Trench is off of the Pacific.
Yeah, that's Pacific, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Atlantic Trench. It's kind of, there's a big, long drop-off. This is like before that drop-off. Because it's about, the drop-off's like 100 miles away from this island. But this guy found it like maybe a mile or two off the island itself. So it's right between them.
I was thinking that if he was any further out, he would be lucky to be alive.
Right.
Yeah, she couldn't go too deep.
Yes.
I'll do some research for next week, though, and bring
please
it in.
Okay, you wanted some questions concerning spirituality. Last time we talked, you asked questions concerning where everything was going, and you wanted to revisit certain subjects. Unfortunately, I do not recall what the subjects were, but you said that you would have the information for the session.
It was early civilizations, actually.
Okay, we will go into that when we have more time.
Okay,
we are running, I believe, short on time now. Okay, we have, I believe, about 20 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will depart.
Okay.
And live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Thank you.
Farewell, Mom.
Good night.
It's really fascinating. Brought back this crystal ball. And see faces and stuff. Hi, Kiri.
Okay, before I put on my big sis, I want reports. Remember last time we talked? I gave you two guys little projects. Pumping the coercive. You guys didn't do it, did you? What's the point of Laura? Men, we give them something to do and they don't do it. Explain to me why.
About coercive, right? I remember the coercive part.
They're men.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're lower species.
Well, that was uncalled for.
You're being nasty again,
really.
Well, I gave you guys something to do and you haven't done it.
Done what?
Practiced your coercive capabilities.
I don't have any.
Yes, you do. Everybody has a limited amount of coercive ability. Depending on how you learn to use it, depends on how strong it becomes, or if it becomes strong at all. But learning how to control it. Now, we deliberately set Russ up to coerce in a way that would get certain objectives and goals that he would decide done. But it had to be an outside influence, not in his immediate sphere of influence. Okay, Skip, we asked you to coerce young individuals into achieving goals and objectives and getting them motivated.
Sounds like you did that, though.
Well, I done that.
Okay, you pass. Russ, what about some of your regular customers? They're outside and they come in. They don't work with you.
There's nothing to coerce them, though.
Okay, we'll make it a little easier for you.
Good.
Okay, we want you to coerce and to achieve an objective that you will set up to get a response from someone you will select that is outside of your sphere of influence, that is a regular customer, an age limit being over the age of maturity.
Past 21.
Well, that's for you to decide.
18. Okay. What kind of response?
Okay. A positive reaction that they will do something for you that you will decide and write it down what you decide. And I'll give you 2 weeks in which to do that.
Buy a 10-hour block. That's pretty tough.
Okay. Somebody that doesn't normally do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Buy 2 10-hour blocks.
No, I can only get them by one at a time.
Okay.
I only need 2 at a time. Okay, let's make it slightly easy.
From what Kara's saying, there are a few people that could do with 2 at a time.
They could, but they won't buy more than 1 at a time.
Okay. All right, talk with Kara. They better put the old battle axe on.
Oops. Because she's older than Skip. It's not an old battle axe.
I'm also older than Skip. I'm also older than
everybody we know.
Hello.
Hello.
Sweetie. Hello, young lady.
How are you doing?
Champion days.
Yes. Youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. You take care, Russ.
Oh, excuse me.
You're turning the barrel, Russ.
Yes, you can.
Man, it's old fogies night tonight, and the sound only 84 right now. Now I'm, what's it, your county? 86 now.
Well, that makes me third oldest in here.
No comment.
Yeah. Okay. Let us talk. I am dietary supplements, as Kiri brought that up, for the domestic feline short hair feces producing machine. Okay.
What's wrong with Bobkin?
Huh?
What's wrong with Bobkin?
Yeah, she's got some delicate, tricky stomach. If you remember what happened last time.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just marking territory.
Mm, I don't think so. I think she... Laura, can you help with this, please?
How would you say? She has a gastrointestinal imbalance which causes sometimes uncontrollable eruptions of the bowel.
Yes.
Bummer.
I got asked by Tia about this, but Mark's getting frustrated by it. And I thought if I came to a training session with this and brought it up with you, Russ, you could put your head together and come up with something that would help.
Okay.
Now, first of all, does her mother suffer from the same problem?
She got worms right now. Okay. Give her some worm medicine yesterday.
Okay.
And so it is the little orange and white one who we gave away and got back again because it's got worms also. Mm-hmm. So we dewormed them both yesterday. We've got to keep up on a regimen on that. So maybe Bobkin got nailed with the same little bugger before he left.
That's possible.
She left.
Worms.
Could be.
Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 healers here. I'm sure that we can put our heads together and come up with something that would help. Okay, first of all, this is a little bit of a trick. We're going to put garlic in her diet.
Did you pick that up for me?
Mm-hmm.
Right, check it.
Okay, what we're going to do is use powdered garlic once a week in a small portion of wet cat food.
Mm-hmm.
And that will A, help with any parasitic infection, B, it will stabilize her stomach, and C, oh, that's another very interesting idea, and C, what it will do is it will purify her blood and help her immune system.
Do you give her bad breath?
Why couldn't you use such garlic oil?
Garlic oil would work, but I'm thinking that the powder might be easier.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right.
Easier for her to ingest. Okay. Part two is we want to get calcium into her, but not milk calcium. If you can get it in the powdered form, you could probably do half a container of the wet food one day and then half a container the following day with the necessary calcium input.
Okay, calcium can be bought in the powdered form at the health food store.
Good. Or you mix them together and give her a whole entire tin, probably 2 spoonfuls of each.
Mm-hmm. Well, tuna, would that be good for
her? Yes.
Well, iron.
How about just plain old-fashioned acidophilus to balance the enzymes?
Yes, that would work. Okay, I've got an interesting idea. This is what we're going to do. We're going to give her penny royal mint. We're going to give her calcium. We're going to give her yogurt. And active yogurt. And garlic. I thought I'd use a common name to make things easier. Instead of Russ having to get out his dictionary and the spelling books.
Drake Acidophilus before.
Spoil sport.
You know it. Remember, it's food flavor. I don't think Bob can like some food flavor.
Anyway, so that's what we're going to do for Bob. Okay? Any more suggestions?
No, I think you about got it covered.
Okay. Now, moving along. Ambassador duty time. Okay, we have, yes, we were talking about it. We have coming up here visitations from Monka and also an official announcement that Ashtar will be on the base towards the middle of July. Oh, joy. Also, we are having a presidential visit from the current head of the Senate, from Sirius, who is coming by again in the middle of August.
Dad and Gonzo are coming by.
We are having the president. This is not a friendly visit. This is an official visit.
Bummer.
I know. So, the second week of July, I will be unavailable for chairman. The third week, we will have the session, and we will have formal visitations of President Tanaka, Ashtar, and Monka. So we will have the official visitations. Okay, official news coming from Sirius at this time is that there will be a hosting a conference to select a delegate for the upcoming conferences to do with the unifying peace between the various races involved in observing and communicating with your planet and interacting with your planet. So that is part of the reason why we're getting the official visits.
When's this selection of this person supposed to be?
The council will do is we have the president coming to visit us. He will analyze the situation and then return back, and they will discuss and start selecting an individual that will be suitable for the environment. So you may be asked a whole load of questions.
That's going to be a rough situation. The monk.
I don't think the monk is ideally suited.
He's familiar with our situation.
Yes, but he is still doing his beach bum routine.
Oh. Yeah. That's going to be a tough one.
It's a Syrian resident?
It will be a Syrian resident. He will be our representative.
Now, are we going to have a representative from our planet in our dimension? Or?
Hopefully, yes. That's something that we're not going to deal with just yet.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's going to be tough.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am.
We can talk about girl stuff and kick these guys out.
Oh, we don't have time for that tonight, I don't think.
Oh.
That's all right for now.
Mm, your blood pressure's up, isn't it?
No, actually, it's quite low.
It's up for you.
Just having difficulties with the breathing again this evening.
Okay. I noticed that you were increasing humidity in the air. That might be a good idea. Probably something to suck on that will help. Soothe the larynx and the vocal cords.
I have some frozen juice bars. I think I'm going to have them shortly, but I don't want
no one
to interrupt.
Oh, no, not at all. No problem at all. Slap away to your heart's content. Okay. Any human questions?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Due to the fact that everything seems to be going well with me, health-wise, what aspect of that are you able to help me with or been helping me with?
Telling you when to eat fresh fruit.
Good call.
Telling you when to call it a night.
Ah, that's a good call.
You're a healer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got a question.
Uh-huh. That was last time I looked. Even though on my desk it says...
Now, you don't have to go into an oratory with me. Doggone it. I want to know if I have a distance limit on my healing capabilities.
Distance limit? I'm not sure what you mean. Oh, the range to...
Yes. Now you understand. Yeah, it's dawned on you what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah. And you can send energy... But it's general energy.
Any distance.
Any distance. And you can...
Do I have to have a means of communication to send this energy?
Not necessarily. Just a picture of the person and general location that they're at. The other thing is that by talking, you can heal. By writing on your computers, you can heal by saying soothing things and relaxing things and making suggestions, making them laugh. All sorts of techniques.
Well, the reason why I was asking that is because I'm talking to a lady at a distance of probably about 600 miles to Reading.
I don't know where it is.
Well,
coast, it's northern coast.
Northern California.
South Medford.
And she's reduced, since her and I have been corresponding, she's reduced her medication by...
Well, that's good.
All of it.
Yeah. Okay, now the energy, yeah, you can say general energy, but healing energy is much more effective if you're up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of range is ideal, even closer is even better. Mm-hmm. Hands-on touching is by far the best.
That's how I usually do it.
Yeah. But distance, you can send healing energy or quote-unquote healing energy, it's just energy. What they do with it is what happens. And that's the healing part. If they wish it to invigorate themselves and energize themselves without using it for healing, then that's what it's used for.
It's like we discussed before. All I am is the jump starter.
Yeah. You're the jump starter. By sending the healing energy and talking in a healing way and then receiving the energy, they can use it as healing. But if you just send the energy, they use it for whatever they want to use it for. It's like giving somebody $20 and just giving it to them. Or giving them $20 and saying, go and buy food.
Mm-hmm. Or, get something to eat, yeah.
Yeah, go and buy a piece of salmon with this $20. Spend as much as you can. So you're getting specific at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other option is that you take them to the store, you give them the $20, you point to the piece of salmon that you want, and you tell them, pick it up, pay for it, and I'll meet you in the car. That's like being hands-on in person.
Okay. I was just wondering about it because I have been doing that seminary.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you instruct her, or whilst you're sending her the energy, you are talking in a healing capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And you are sending the energy and she's receiving it, then she can start to use it for healing.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to find
out.
Because it is happening.
Good, good, good. Yes, and as I was saying, even though on my desk it says ambassador, I am a healer at heart. That sounds good.
It was refreshing.
Mm-hmm. The ice that refreshes.
Thank you, Doc.
No problem. Okay, more questions?
None the same.
I got one for Laura.
Pardon?
I got one for Laura. No, from her to you. How's your baby looking?
Oh.
On the monitor?
We're looking on the monitor.
Your little one.
I didn't hear what you said.
We have a ability to monitor and detect all sorts of interesting things. On the monitors up here. He's looking good. He's looking healthy. looks, everything's looking good.
I'm glad I feel that. I sense that.
I'm not going to go into detail.
He has an attitude, which is good.
He does? He seems pretty docile right now.
Pardon?
He seems fairly docile right now, although the occasional foot flutter is going. Actually, it's more of a hand.
He's a good boy. Mm-hmm. But he will definitely have a very strong will. Mm-hmm. And be fair, just. But,
I think strong will is very evident from you.
Oh, I hope he gets it from me.
Mm-hmm. But
it wouldn't come from anyone else.
What I think is that a lot of what you perceive as his foot kicking is sometimes his hand. Depends on the location. The higher up it feels, it tends to be more of the hand.
Oh, I think he's just having a blast right now while there's still room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's going to be a strong swimmer.
Can we get you to swallow a ball so you get some blood?
He plays with my kidneys and my bladder and has
Yes, I get the image of an image that popped into my mind is him with drumsticks playing drums on their bladders and kidneys. Anything else you can get within range of.
Very likely. I've noticed he's rhythmic in his activities.
You'll find that by your body clock and everything and the adjustment that's going on, that's preparing you for when he's waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Actually, what you might want to do is keep a journal of times that he wakes you up when you need to go to the bathroom, when your back hurts, and when he's born. When he's born.
Oh, when he's born, yes.
Yes. Keep a similar journal and then compare the two. You will see a very interesting similarity in schedules.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me at all. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Do you have any opinion about what I should do about his father's apparent dual personality?
I am not aware of the situation, so it would be unfair for me to speculate.
Well, let me analyze and I will apprise you next week.
Okay. And what we may do is send the gentleman off to indulge in nicotine and beverages.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
And we will also switch off the recording device, which I believe is getting close to ending.
I'll bring the beer. I'll bring the beer. No. Shut it off.
No. I said, I'll bring the beer next week. Yeah. I'll smoke. Yes. I'll drink.
Okay.
They talk.
Okay. Anyway, I will depart now. We'll let Kiri Monster wrap things up. She is basically throwing items of clothing at people. Not just hair clothing. Okay, I'll catch you guys later.
Farewell.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you, Doug.
Hi, Kiri.
Yo!
Got anything left to throw?
Yeah. I got my underwear.
What are you throwing?
I threw my skirt. The technician told me that I was a understuffed bean pole.
Did you throw something at him?
Her.
Her?
Yes. Well, actually, I tripped over her. She had her feet stuck out monitoring things. I tripped over her feet. So she called me an understuffed bean pole. So I threw my skirt at her, which made... I'm all chuckled, so I threw my T-shirt at it.
Have you got anything left on, darling?
Yes, I'm in my underwear.
Well, at least you're behaving.
Hey, at least I don't have a fever out.
That's true.
But as it just so happens, I know where the fever's stashed.
That's right, I know where the rollerblades are stashed.
I do too. Mm-hmm. They're not where you think they are. Not where Kara thinks they are.
Well, they will be.
She's got to have the key to open up a little storage device I have. It's only about yay big. I've got about 40 cases of wine in there. I've got 8 bolts of fabric. I've got 3 bolts of silk. I've got in suspended storage, I have 24 flowers. And the harvest was fantastic. Very short, but fantastic.
Excellent. So what's the 40 cases of wine? Small change?
Yes, small change. Talking of flowers, I was selling them for 5 cases each.
That's all?
That's per flower.
No, that's all.
That's all?
That's all. They were the pink ones.
Uh-huh.
Well,
5 cases.
I thought it went for more than that, usually, for a good harvest.
For a good harvest, you can pick up probably for 24 cases a dozen.
Mm.
That's depending on, but 5 cases.
Have you no chocolate there?
Yes, we have chocolate. Tea, you can't eat it because it makes her back tea. And it's a little sharp for me.
Ah.
Kids like it though.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, so how's Alex Leonides doing?
They're doing good. Real good. Leonides, his teaching programs are causing problems for some of the other students in the other crashes.
Okay.
They're a little too high-reaching for them. And then there were a few that were absolute disasters, but he's young.
That's true.
He's only 3. And Alex has turned into a full-on prankster, which is good, but I can't tell him that.
Of course.
Especially he was... Alex, for your information, Laura, he's my eldest son. He had a interesting dysfunction that he had permanently blinding headaches.
Oh,
first of all, he thought that they were normal. Everybody had headaches because he didn't know any better. And he would be, you tell him to stay put, and he would stay put. You tell him to do something, he was ultra, ultra good, very obedient, extremely obedient. And that was because of his headaches. Now that we've fixed his headache problems, I've got the headaches.
I knew that was coming.
For example, bedroom doors being nailed shut.
It's not very nice.
Well, Tia's children decided that they were going to make off with a couple of his toys in fun. So, whilst they were hiding his favourite toy, he went and nailed their door shut so that they couldn't get into their room.
That's creative.
Very creative. I thought it was very talented, but I had to do the... Come here.
Mm-hmm.
Go and remove the nails and then come back and explain why. That's my arm upset tone. I'm trying to suppress a smile.
Mm-hmm. Not entirely.
No, it's very hard. You have to check your recording device. Okay, let's answer questions. Anybody got any questions? Child rearing? Pranks?
No, how do you build a worm pudding?
If I could throw my bra at you, I would.
I don't need it, darling. I'm not built that well.
Besides,
I had to tease you a little.
I should have seen that one coming. Okay, I'm not talking to anyone. Russ?
Viruses down here, we should